You're listening to episode 288 of the Membership Guys podcast. Today, we're talking all about Instagram, specifically how you can use Instagram stories to promote your membership, because Instagram actually has some really cool, really nifty little features that are particularly useful for promoting membership sites. So I'm going to share what they are and share a few other tips in this episode.
You're listening to the Membership Guys podcast, bringing you proven, practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business each and every week. And now, here's your host, Mike Morrison.
Well, hello there. You are listening to the number one show for membership site owners. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one half of the Membership Guys. Today, we're talking all about Instagram stories and how you can use them to promote your membership. Now, Instagram's a bit of a funny one when it comes to using it for promotional purposes, because it's really, really not what it's designed for. It's designed for taking photographs of food, for taking pictures of sunsets, for taking selfies, for vanity, essentially. And while most other social media platforms are designed for social, not for business, hence the word social in social media, other platforms are a little more conducive to promoting things or to, you know, growing your business, spreading the word about your business. Instagram, you can't even post links. Whereas obviously Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the other channels, you can write posts, you can write content. The stuff you share, you can include links within them. Instagram, you can't. So how do you actively and effectively promote your membership business if you can't even share a link? Even people who've reached a big following within Instagram, they can share a link within their Instagram stories, but again, it's one link and it's a swipe up. So yeah, it's, I think out of all the social media platforms, it's the one whose features are the least conducive, or certainly the least obvious, to giving you a way of promoting your content, your membership, your other products, and all that sort of stuff. There really is only so much that you can do within the Instagram newsfeed. However, Instagram stories has a lot more potential. You just need to think a little more creatively in terms of how to utilize it to promote your membership. Now, just to kind of set the tone for this, when we're talking about promoting your membership, it's never a good idea, whatever platform you're on, to try and use it exclusively to promote stuff, to always be sell, 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 sell. You want to make sure that you're actually tapping into the social side of social media and using it as a way of forming connections, of developing a relationship with your audience, with your following, of demonstrating your expertise, of getting your personality out there. And that's something that can be particularly effective for membership site owners, where your personality and the degree to which someone is drawn to you as an individual and your personal brand is a key part. However, you do still want to be able to tap into promotional opportunities. Instagram stories can be real great for this. So first of all, the simple stuff. You can use Instagram stories to create native content. So this can be where within the stories you record videos or you create graphics to share tips. Maybe you do a tip of the day. Perhaps you create mini Instagram infographics or a series of multiple images with a tip on every image. So you can use Instagram stories as a new content outlet. Now, it can be a little frustrating doing that because of the fact that Instagram stories disappear after a day. However, there are things you can do to obviously to add the stories into the highlights in your profile so that they have a little bit of a longer life cycle. But generally speaking, when you're creating native content, so you're creating content just for your Instagram stories, you have to go in there understanding that it's a little more disposable than writing a blog post, writing or producing a podcast where, you know, once it's out there, it's out there. And you can link people to it for months and years, basically until you remove it from the internet or robot overlords take over and deny us Wi-Fi access. Whereas, yeah, Instagram content is that little bit more disposable. It's a little bit more temporary. but it can still be really, really useful to have that native content, especially if it's repurposed from elsewhere. You can also live stream via Instagram stories. So maybe you produce something on there where you get guests, or maybe you can be interviewing experts. Perhaps you're bringing in an expert trainer into your membership to produce a workshop. You could do a little live stream with them on Instagram. You can even do a Q&A where your audience can ask them questions, just to give you an opportunity to highlight the expert and to whet people's appetites to get more from them, which obviously they then need to join the membership in order to do so. You can perhaps even live stream interviews that feature successful members where you talk through results that they've got and so on. So lots of great options for creating and sharing native content via Instagram stories. Now, of course, you can use your Instagram stories to just promote existing content, promote your membership, so you can just create purely promotional imagery, purely promotional videos to let people know that you have a new podcast episode out this week, that you've just released a new course into your membership. Again, this is really, really basic stuff. And typically what you will do if you are publishing content through a blog, video channel, or through a podcast, generally what you'll do, you'll create a set of images that you'll share across every social media platform. So you'll create a Facebook thumbnail, you'll create a Twitter image, you'll create an image for your Instagram feed, and you'll create an image for an Instagram story. And it's kind of just one and done. It's just promote it to promote it. So promoting your content via Instagram stories is probably the absolute least that you would use it for. So those are the basic things: creating native content and essentially just using it as another channel where you share promotional graphics for existing content. One other fantastic way of using Instagram stories is to actually share the behind the scenes of your membership. So we talked about how important it is to tap into the social side of social media, and giving people a glimpse behind the scenes really, really is aligned with that, because you're not turning up to sell, you're not turning up to pitch, you're showing people your life. It's just that your life just so happens to significantly feature your business, your membership, right? So you can use Instagram stories to record little videos when you're creating content for your membership. So you're actually recording yourself working, or taking photos of yourself working to create something for your membership. You can do a boomerang video of you scrolling through the slides that you are writing up for a new course. Maybe you do a video of you setting up your camera to record some new material, perhaps designing workbooks and so on. So again, you know, it might just be, you could be sat with a cup of coffee and a laptop and, you know, taking a photo of you working, or maybe taking a image with a little caption in which you talk about the fact you're spending the morning in your community answering questions. Maybe you screenshot your Facebook group and how many new posts there are. So all these kind of things that are kind of glimpses behind the scenes. If you're planning, so obviously it's the start of the year right now. Last week on the Membership Guys podcast, we talked about goal setting and planning. So perhaps you've got a whiteboard set up somewhere and you're mapping out your plan. You could take a photo of that. You could take a photo of your notebook where you're brainstorming some ideas for what you're going to do over the next year. Again, or maybe even a screenshot of a mind map that you're working on. If you're about to go live on a member Q&A call, then you could hop onto your Instagram story 5 or 10 minutes beforehand while you're sitting there in front of your computer, ready to kind of start the Q&A. And you can kind of say, hey guys, just about to go live over inside the membership for our monthly Q&A. We do these every single month. It's always amazing. People always bring loads of great questions. You know, or we're expecting this being a really long session because this thing happened in the industry and I'm really excited. That's something we do with our Q&As as well. You know, usually when we're setting up, we obviously switch on the lights, switch on the camera, get everything prepared. And then usually Callie's got some extra little bits and pieces she does right up until the point we go live. Whereas I'm often sitting there just twiddling my thumbs, right? So I'll usually whip out the phone and I'll do a very quick video for my Instagram story where, yeah, we're just reminding people, because some of the people watching will be members, so it's a reminder for them to come over and take part in the Q&A. Some people won't be members, and actually maybe this is the first time they're hearing about Membership Academy, so it raises the awareness for them. Or maybe they've heard about Membership Academy, but they didn't know that we did these live Q&As, and that could be the thing that tips the balance. So all these behind the scenes, showing the behind the scenes of you working on your membership, of you creating content, of you going about the business of being a membership owner, or even just, you know, let's say you've just done a new challenge, or perhaps you've kind of done a roll call for people to share their success stories from this week. It might even just be you talking about that stuff, about the fact that, you know, you're blown away by all these results people are getting, and that, you know, really reminds you why you do what you do. And again, just those little candid insights into the life of a membership site owner, great way of tapping into the social side, forming those bonds, forming those connections, showing people the personal side of your membership and your business. Great way of reminding members of things that are going on and getting them excited for things that are coming up, but also enticing people who aren't members. So great use of Instagram stories is showing the behind the scenes of basically a day in the life of you as a membership owner. Another fantastic way of using Instagram stories to promote your membership is to use it to brag. So social proof is so, so valuable in marketing your membership. If your members are sharing their successes with you, their wins and their results, and maybe they're posting them into your member community, or they're writing them up on your Facebook group, screenshot those things and share them on your story. Share them with a caption about how you love hearing how well your members are doing, or look how amazing this result is, or this is why I do what I do. I'm so proud of our members. This is the best part of my job, hearing about how well our members are doing. You can censor out the member name, their photo, any sense of information, or you can just outright ask the member if they mind you sharing it with their name and their details. But using your stories to brag about your members, to showcase them, to shine a spotlight on their successes, again, not only is that showing a different dimension to your membership, your business, it's putting things into context, it's showing people what's achievable, and it's also celebrating the great people in your community, which just ticks so many boxes. It's fantastic social proof. And as well, it can be a nice little morale booster for you to have that reason to always be on the lookout for member successes, to actively seek out wins and positive stories that you can share, because that will genuinely remind you of the change that you're making and the impact that you're having for your members. So use your Instagram stories, great place to brag about your members. You can obviously do this in other places as well, share the images on your main feed, on other social channels. But with Instagram stories, you can add a little more to it. You could show some screenshots and then do a little talking head of you kind of saying, I'm just totally blown away by this. You know, this is why I do what I do, that sort of stuff. As well as bragging about your members, it's okay to brag about yourself. If you've hit a milestone within your membership, a certain number of members or what have you, certain number of revenue, if you're comfortable doing so, grab a screenshot of that, or maybe take a picture of you holding a glass of champagne in one hand and your laptop in another hand with, you know, whatever, with a report, a sales report or something showing that you've just hit a member milestone or, you know, something like that. Show that you're actually celebrating that you've just had a successful month or a successful promotional campaign or something like that. And if you have members giving you great feedback, posting praise about your membership, sending you nice emails or testimonials, again, screenshot that bad boy and get it onto your stories. Don't be shy. Don't be humble. Get into a daily bragging ritual. Other people talking about how amazing you are is worth so much more than you just constantly banging your own drum. And Instagram stories are great for sharing that kind of stuff. So brag about yourself, but more importantly, brag about your members. Instagram stories, great way of doing that. Now, the next tip for using Instagram stories to promote your membership is through using one feature that stories have that is fantastic for memberships that have live content in particular, and that is the countdown badge. So Instagram stories, there's a variety of different badges. They call them badges. These are kind of almost little, kind of interactive little widgets or gimmicks that you can include in your stories. You can kind of tag them over a video or over an image. And you have badges that will enable you to tag other members, to tag hashtags, to do all sorts of different things, to include music playing over the top of your video and that sort of stuff. But the countdown badge is kind of what it sounds like. It's a little badge you can add to your Instagram story that will display a ticking clock. So a clock that is counting down to a future date and time. So this could be the date and time of your next live member Q&A or your next live webinar. Maybe it's a deadline for a special promotional offer that you're using to attract new members, or you might be counting down until the release of a new member course. So you can add these countdown badges to anything that you want, and when you're setting it up, it'll enable you to select a title for the event, for the thing you're counting down to, the specific date and the specific time. Now, obviously the quirk with Instagram stories, as we mentioned, is that they expire, they disappear after 24 hours. However, if your countdown deadline, so let's say your live Q&A, your next live Q&A that you're promoting with a countdown badge is in 3 days' time, you create the badge today, you put it in a, when you're creating the story, you put it in the story you put it into disappears after a day, that countdown badge will still be available for you to use on future stories. So if you don't have to create it again every single time, and you can just add that countdown sticker, that countdown badge again and again and again, over and over, wherever you want, and it'll maintain the count until we hit the day, the time that you have sent. And the great thing about these countdowns is that people can click on it and select the option to be reminded about the event that's coming up. So as the countdown nears its end, they'll actually get a notification in their Instagram account reminding them that your live call is happening soon, your course is about to launch, the deadline on your offer is about to expire, which is really, really cool. Again, we tend to do this for our live Q&As. We know that something's coming up in a few days' time. We'll get a story out, we'll get a little ticking badge, and we actually find members setting reminders. And those members then come along to the Q&As, which maybe they otherwise wouldn't. So using those countdown stickers to promote any live content or any deadlines that are coming up in the future is a very unique feature of Instagram stories. You can't do anything like that on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or anything like that. So yeah, great, great feature to use if you have anything that involves deadlines, if you have live content that has that time-bound element to it, then that's a great feature to use. And our final tip involves another kind of badge, which again is pretty unique to Instagram and is very, very useful for market research, and that is the question badge or sticker. So again, what this does is creates that interactive little feature within your Instagram stories where you can add the question sticker and pose a question to anyone who views your story. They can then click into a little text box in your story and write an answer. And then all of those answers get compiled within a separate section in your Instagram report. Now, you can use this for all sorts of things. You can use it to kind of say, you know, what's the last horror movie that you watched? Like most people just use it for generic things. But for membership owners, it can be really useful for doing a little bit of market research. So you could ask your followers, what is the number one challenge that you have right now with whatever your topic is? So what's the one big thing you struggle with when it comes to Facebook ads? What's the biggest obstacle to losing weight? What's the one area you need help with when it comes to reading sheet music? So you can be talking about this and asking this question with a video, and then over the top of the video, you've got that little answer box, essentially, that people can write their answer into. The responses that you get can be a goldmine of useful information and ideas that you can use to make decisions on content you create, the sort of things you emphasize when marketing your membership and so on. This helps to ensure that what you're doing within your marketing or just within product development, content creation is more closely aligned with the real needs and interests of your audience. And doing it via your Instagram story also doubles up as awareness building too. It's an organic excuse to engage your audience about the topic of your membership and highlight the fact that you're someone who actively takes steps to make sure that what you create in your content, what you create in your membership is what your audience want. It shows that you're proactive, that you are someone who has your finger on the pulse, and you're someone who listens as well. And of course, if someone sends you their response in, that is a great way of opening the door for you to hit reply to them. If, you know, someone kind of says, biggest challenge I have is this, this, and this, I would just love it if there was a way I could figure out how to address that problem. You might have that in your membership. You could reply to them and say, just so happens you mentioned this is a major problem. We've got that in our membership. So again, you can start those conversations, start that dialogue. So those are the ways in which you can use Instagram stories, or just some of the ways. There's a whole bunch of extra things that Instagram is developing and changing and adding to their feature set on an ongoing basis. They're always bringing out new stuff, but as it stands in terms of ways of using Instagram stories to promote your membership, obviously utilizing it as a channel for creating native content, so creating content just for Instagram, using it as another promotional channel in the same way you probably just use every other social media platform. But more than that, tapping in to how effective it can be to showcase the behind the scenes of a day in the life of you running your membership, using it to brag, to share social proof, to brag about your members, brag about yourself, utilizing cool features like the countdown feature, like the questions feature. Again, these are all really, really good ways of using this platform effectively to promote your membership. And hopefully today's episode has given you some fresh ideas. If maybe you're already using Instagram and you feel like you could get a little more out of it, or perhaps it's something you've either just used on a personal level, or maybe you've been avoiding using because you can't quite wrap your head around how you might utilize it as a promotional tool. I do hope today's episode has given you some food for thought and some specific ideas that you can test out for your membership business. That is it from me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I do hope you've found today's episode useful. I'll be back again next week with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast.